Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are pointing to a slightly higher open this morning, continuing that quiet drift we saw yesterday.
That's right, it feels like the entire market is just holding its breath. The mood is cautiously optimistic, but really, it's all about one thing: the hope for a rate cut at the September FOMC meeting.
And that hope seems to be overpowering everything else, including some political drama out of the Fed itself, right?
Exactly. The firing of Fed Governor Lisa Cook is making headlines, and there's talk of her legal challenge, but the market is completely shrugging it off. It's just noise for now. Traders are laser-focused on the economic data that could justify that cut.
Speaking of data, we got the MBA Mortgage Applications Index this morning, and it was down again, falling 0.5%.
Another dip, but it's not the main event. The report everyone is waiting for is Friday's PCE data. That's the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, and it will be a huge piece of the rate cut puzzle.
Okay, let's talk earnings. We had a flurry of reports from the retail sector with some pretty different results.
A very mixed bag, for sure. The big winner was Kohl's. They absolutely crushed earnings per share expectations and guided full-year EPS higher. The stock is just flying pre-market, up around 19%.
Wow. A huge move for them. But it wasn't all good news in the retail space, was it?
Not at all. Foot Locker really stumbled, missing EPS by a wide margin. And Abercrombie and Fitch gave us a tricky report. They beat on the top and bottom lines for the quarter, but then guided third quarter earnings below what analysts were hoping for. The market hates that kind of uncertainty.
Got it. But the retail reports are really just the appetizer for the main course today, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. The entire market, and I mean the entire market, is waiting for NVIDIA's earnings after the close today. You even saw Japanese chip makers rallying overnight just in anticipation of what NVIDIA might say.
It's really become a bellwether for the entire tech sector and the AI trade. So much is riding on this.
It's everything right now. A beat and raise could lift the whole market. A miss, well, that could put a serious damper on this rate cut rally.
Let's shift to some other single stock stories making waves. Eli Lilly is having a great morning.
A fantastic morning. They announced positive results for their breast cancer drug, Verzenio, showing it increased overall survival rates. On top of that, they got an upgrade to buy from HSBC. The stock is up nicely on that double dose of good news.
On the flip side, what's happening with Boeing? Looks like more trouble there.
Yeah, potential headwind. Reuters is reporting that Boeing has put contract negotiations with its striking machinists on hold. That's a situation that could drag on and impact production.
And here's a fascinating one. T-Mobile and Elon Musk's Starlink are reportedly interested in spectrum owned by EchoStar.
This is a big deal. That spectrum is incredibly valuable. We're talking about a potential bidding war for assets that AT&T has valued at around $30 billion. So SATs, the ticker for EchoStar, is one to watch.
Okay, let's pull it all together for the traders listening. Given this backdrop, what's the game plan for the open? What levels are you watching?
The technical picture is cautiously bullish. For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, the critical support level to watch is down near 640. On the upside, immediate resistance is in the 646 to 650 zone. A strong break above 650 could trigger a real rally.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
Very similar story. Support is holding around the 570 level. The ceiling right now is between 575 and 580. If NVIDIA delivers tonight, we could see the QQQ punch right through that resistance level.
So the overall takeaway is to lean into the bullish momentum, but stay on your toes?
That's the play. The VIX is low, confirming a risk-on environment. Target strength in industrials, semiconductors, and of course, tech. But remember, this whole rally is built on the foundation of rate cut hopes. Any data that challenges that narrative could cause a very quick reversal, so keep your stops tight.
Great analysis. So the big story is the calm before the NVIDIA storm, with the market waiting for its next major catalyst.
That's the perfect summary. The market is drifting higher, waiting for direction. Individual stocks are moving on earnings, but the macro story is all about the Fed, and today's micro story is all about NVIDIA.
All right, that's your morning dose. Everything you need to know before the bell. We'll be back tomorrow to break down all the NVIDIA action. Have a profitable trading day, everyone.